The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
Morning, choir. So we all know what a timeout is, right? Yep, timeout's that thing that we use these days to sometimes help our children change maybe their perspective on what they're doing and maybe find a new way of thinking. We didn't have timeouts in my day, you know, probably not your day either. Unless you counted the time it took Dad to go get the paddle, that was the timeout. I don't want you to worry about me, though. It wasn't a big paddle. It was a really tiny little thing. It wasn't much. But the point was the same, whether it was that or whether it's the way we do it now with timeouts. It's about changing perspective. Changing our perspective on how our life is going and what we're doing and maybe how we can do things differently. Well, Jesus wants us to take a timeout with him. Jesus wants us to take time out here and every day to be with him, to get a new perspective on who we are, where we're going, and even a different perspective on the struggles that we have, the worries we have, our anxieties. And I think we see that in these passages today. As we come to this place in the book of Mark, the disciples, the apostles, have been out on this missionary tour. They've been out healing people and helping people in the same way that Jesus had been. Up to this point, Jesus had been going all around the countryside, preaching to people, telling them that actually the kingdom of God had broken into the world, that actually God's presence was among them. And he would preach this message and he would teach how that was true. And then to back it up, he would do amazing miracles. He would heal people mentally and physically. He would change people's lives. And when people's lives are changed, well, they really start to pay attention. So Jesus had been doing this for some time. His disciples had been watching him do these things. And he gathered them around him at one point. And he gave those disciples the authority to go out and to preach in his name and to heal and to do those things that Jesus had done. Amazing things. So the disciples were out on this missionary tour and they're healing and they're anointing and they're helping and they're changing lives and they are just getting filled with excitement. They're getting filled with hope. And they come back from this tour and they're excited to tell Jesus everything that had happened to them, all the ways that their lives had been changed. They're just vibrating, right, with excitement. Well, they come back, and of course, Jesus, Scripture would indicate, is pretty busy. There are still lots of people around him who need help. Jesus is sort of in a sea of needy people. So many that Scripture says they are constantly going back and forth, constantly coming in and out. Now, the disciples come into this situation, and it appears that they come in and they begin to help also. They're qualified to do so. They start healing. They start helping. They start getting in, trying to solve all these problems. But all of a sudden, Jesus puts a stop to all that. And he says, "Let's go off by ourselves," he says to the disciples. "Let's go off to a quiet place. And let's rest for a while." Now, it seems a little strange to me, maybe it does to you, that Jesus, faced with this sea of needy people, all of these people who have problems, all these people who have struggles, all these people who have come to him, they're reaching out to him, that he's facing all these people, and he has this team of disciples who can also pitch in, it would seem like Jesus would say, all right, let's get to work. Let's dive in here. Let's solve every single problem right now. Let's heal and heal and heal and save and save and save until we're all done, and then we'll take a rest. But that's not what he does. He says, stop. Come away with me to a quiet place where we can rest for a while. Now, I think there are several reasons why Jesus may have done this. It's speculation. But you can read the passage for yourself. I hope you do. And see if you agree with me thinking it through. I think there are three reasons Jesus might have done this, and they also point to why Jesus wants us to take time out with him on a daily basis and as we gather here each week. Okay? One, I think Jesus wants to get away with his disciples. Actually, on a boat, he gets on a little boat, and they're going to go across the Sea of Galilee. They separate themselves from all of that need and all of those problems. They separate themselves out for a little while. And I think he does it because of joy, number one. Jesus wants to get with his disciples, and he really wants to take time with them. He wants to hear what they've experienced on their journey. He wants to hear about how their lives have been changed and touched and how they were able to help others. He wants to hear about how they have seen their lives blossom with the Holy Spirit in them. It brings him joy. It brings him joy to see how his disciples, his children in a sense, are blossoming. Just like a proud parent or a good friend loves to hear about our experiences in life. You know, Nancy and I, we have a plastic bin. We have a few of them, actually. And you probably have a bin like this or a box somewhere. It is filled to the brim with report cards and essays and awards and certificates and trophies, all these mementos of our kids' little triumphs along the way. And each one of them is attached to a moment where we heard that story. We heard them tell that story of how they were able to accomplish those things. And we keep them and we treasure them. I want you to know God feels that way about us today. God wants to hear how we are doing, the exciting things that we are doing, especially as we're blossoming in our faith, how we're able to learn more about him, how we're drawing closer to him, how we're able to help other people to do the same thing. When's the last time we opened up our prayer time with God saying, Jesus, I'm just so excited about fill in the blank. I think Jesus wants to hear those things from us. So I think he wants us to take time out from our regular routines, from all of our problems, just to report how excited we are about our lives, to find those things and lift them up. So that's one thing, joy. I think Jesus wants to enjoy us, and he wanted to enjoy his disciples. Second thing, care. I think Jesus really wanted to take care of his disciples. He knows that it'd be natural for them in their excitement to get in there and to want to work, work, work. Solve, solve, solve problems. But he also knows that they are fragile, they're people, and they need to take time out. They need to take time out from their problems, from their struggles. Or else they're liable to burn out and they will not be good for anybody. They won't be able to serve anybody. And I think that God wants us to know that too. That even if we're doing good, we can still spread ourselves too thin. And even though we have blessings to give, even though we have talents that we use in our families, in our workplace, here at church, we need to watch ourselves. And we need to watch each other and help each other, be sure that none of us is getting worn down, burnt out, or resentful. Because in the end, and I think Jesus knows this, and I think we all know this too deep down, in the end, we're more benefit to people around us. We can serve people better if we are rested and we are balanced. So again, part of that self-care is getting away from our anxieties, our problems, our worries once in a while, and being with Jesus. The third thing, I think that Jesus really wants his disciples to learn a lesson in perspective and a lesson in trust. As they take off across the lake, they look over and they see that many people recognized them and saw them leaving. And all those people that they had been helping and people from many towns along the way began to run and walk and do anything that they could to get around there and meet Jesus, to be there when he arrived. You see, we all have struggles. We all have problems. We all have anxieties and worries. We have all that stuff. They change for different seasons of our lives. When we're young, we worry a lot about who we are and how we're going to make it in the world. We get older, we worry, we have anxiety about maintaining a livelihood, about raising a good family. We get older, and we have anxiety, we have worries about our aches and our pains and our serious illnesses, all kinds of things. And through every season of life, gosh, we worry about money, we worry about relationships. Some of us struggle with addictions. There are always worries. They're with us as long as we're on this earth. They're pervasive. And they dog us just like those people on that shore are running alongside that boat waiting to meet Jesus. So Jesus wants us to remember for our own sake. For our own sake. We must intentionally take time out from that, take time out from those worries, and take time with him. To take time out from those things that might drag us into hopelessness, and take time with him, because time out with him is time out for hope. And that's what he brings us as we rest in him. We come here every week, and it's a good and it's a godly thing and an important thing that we do that. It's an important thing that we take time out to get away from those things that bother us, those things that worry us, and come here in this space like a little boat with all the other disciples in the presence of Jesus and just be with him. Just take time out to be with him and to be with each other. Our smiles, our songs, our prayers, just our presence encourages each other and it brings joy to God. So praise God, we all showed up today and we're bringing him joy. Well, there's one more thing I think that Jesus wants us to understand from this today, and it's this. that even as we take time out from our worries and from our problems, take time out to be with Him, even though we are taking a rest, God is not. Okay? Scripture says that Jesus saw this huge crowd as He stepped out of the boat. And He had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And He began to teach them many things. He began to heal them. He began to minister to them. Even as we take a rest, even as we take time out away from our problems to be with Jesus, God is still working on all of those worries that we have. Okay? God is still present, and God is still interceding for us. God is still working. God never takes a time out so that we can. We can. But we have to decide to do it, don't we? Our anxieties, our fears, our problems, oh man, they can draw us down, they can draw us in, they can just pull us in. But we need to, by the power of the Holy Spirit, say like Jesus, no, stop. We need to go away, come away to a quiet place. To a good place. To a place where together as His people, His disciples, we can rest for a while and drink in those mighty blessings that He has for us as we take time out with Him and take time out for hope. So praise God. Praise God that we're together today. And let's talk to Him. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank You. We thank You for Your word today. We thank You that You have preserved Your word over all these ages. And we thank You that You give us reason to look into Your word and understand what You're trying to say to us today. And oh God, we just ask that You help us to remember that You want us to go aside with You each day. Help us, oh God, to make that our habit this week so that we may return here next week with great excitement and great praises to lift up of how You have changed our lives and how we might change the lives of others. So we praise You and we thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. And now why don't we stand up and we'll sing our final hymn this morning. To God be the glory.